The independent monitor hired to ensure HCA Healthcare follows through on agreements it made when purchasing Mission Health held its first meeting Tuesday evening. BPR was at the Cashers Glenville Rec Center, which was full of concerned residents. Tom Urban and Ron Winters from Gibbons Advisors led the discussion. Winters started out with the basics.
Let me go into the commitments that HCA made under the asset purchase agreement. There are four big categories. Retaining services at the hospitals and hospitals. investing.
Resident Pam Kerr couldn't contain herself. During the question and answer section, she explained.
The services at the hospital have been cut back. They don't have anybody full-time most of the time.
Kerr says that she was part of a group that tried to get primary care physician Dr. Tom Duncan to stay after Mission was sold. He retired in September. She says they've also taken their concerns directly to HCA. Tom Neal, who started as CEO of Highlands Cashers Hospital in December, was also on hand to field questions.
Access to primary care is really critical, so it's one of our primary objectives.
Neal announced that a new doctor had just been hired full-time to come to the Cashers Clinic, but won't start until May. He confirmed that right now it takes 1 to 2 weeks to book an appointment in Cashers. For many in the room, 4 more months is a long time to wait for full-time care. These are the types of concerns Gibbons says it will pass along to HCA and compile into a full report. Comments can also be anonymously left on its website. Public meetings continue Thursday afternoon in Franklin. The week of February 10th, there will be meetings held in Asheville, Brevard, Marion, and Burnsville. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.